welcome to More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man with a plus-size personality, Mr. Richard Avery.
Good afternoon, sunshine.
How you doing there, Peaches?
I'm fabulous.
Yeah?
Yes, very much so.
Anything exciting going on?
Let's see. The Giants.
The world of sports.
The Giants are winning and the Galaxy are winning.
Very nice.
So it's a good day. Actually, wrong. Seattle's winning. That's a bad day. Go ahead. Thanks for the sports updates. So let's back to the show.
So anybody who was watching these games, that was the last day of July. Spoiler alert, I apologize. So who are we going to get to know today, Mr. Avery?
That's a good question. Tell me, who are we going to get to know today?
Today we are going to get to know Carla Lane. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm running on, I think, 6 hours of sleep in the last week and a half.
Woo!
Yay!
Buzzing.
Yay to coffee and certain kind of pills I like to pop once in a while.
Are we talking?
Caffeine pills.
I was going to say, Adderalls?
No, just caffeine pills.
Just caffeine pills.
Yeah.
I need to start anxiety. Doing that.
It's a simple little pick-me-up.
Yeah? I just drink coffee.
I just do Adderall.
The problem with coffee, sometimes it just clears you out. Unless you have an anal scene the next day, you know, it's just...
That's
not always a good
point.
Choice.
She jumped right into the anal. She's a girl who knows what I'm into.
Yes, we know, Mo. You're anal. You're the anal king.
No.
Like
no.
To receive and give.
Oh, ouch.
You know Mo well.
Yes, you know me very well. So, Carla, why don't you tell your first time on the show.
First time, yes.
So we want to get to know you. So why don't you break it down? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been doing porn for... over 11 years now, over a decade. I look really, really young, and I look like I can pass
you
for 18.
You do look very
young,
yes.
Yeah, 20 on a bad day when I haven't slept for a while. I do a lot of kinky, kinky stuff. People call me like the girl next door or the kinkiest girl next door kind of thing. Because if you see me walking down the street, you would never imagine the shit that I've done on camera. Mm-hmm. 40 guy gangbangs, bukkake scenes, anal to mouth. And every time I can do that, I have no gag reflex.
Nice.
So I can do a lot of things.
Very
And
nice.
I have a really long tongue. That's my number.
So there's nothing.
Oh, Jesus. There, she does
so
have
you've,
long tongue.
You've, on a list of porn skills, you would have everything.
I have the majority. There hasn't been something I can't do yet.
Is there something you haven't done?
No, not yet.
Is there something you won't do?
Not that I'm aware of.
I got a test. Oh. Have you done POV cuddling?
For my own stuff, yes.
Okay, never mind.
Yes, yes.
You just cuddle?
It's just cuddling. I just started really getting into POV for my own website because everybody has seen me do everything else. So POV is a whole new concept. They're like, I can imagine you hugging me, or you know, we're having sex, or we're making out, or whatever it is. It's a whole new way to see interaction with me.
So wait, so you're shooting camera of yourself?
Yeah, my husband,
okay.
Brian shoots the camera of us together.
Okay, so
it's his POV.
He wears a GoPro on his head.
Yeah. Or no, he actually holds our Canon 70D while we're doing everything. So it's a really high quality shit.
Awesome.
Plus. Cuddling everything.
I still do.
A good product.
I own the URL, cuddleandspoon.com.
I can cuddleandspoon.com with you.
And I was going to do this whole website called Cuddle and Spoon, and I was going to make, my goal was to make cuddling the new anal, like make it something so crazy that it was like, you do anal, who cares? Do you do cuddling? That was my whole idea. I was like,
you should cuddle.
No, I don't do anything.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so let's back up from porn. Let's find out what thing in your life like went so wrong that it pushed you into this life of sin.
Okay, so I was young, maybe 5, 6 when I first saw the back of the movies, you know, VHS stores, you know, and you saw the curtains with all the glitter and then the men would go back there. I got a peek into that, and then I saw all the girls on there. I'm like, oh, look, the guys are really into them. That just stuck kind of thing. So the older I get, I'm like, I really want to do porn. I've always wanted to do porn. I'm technically a genius, but I don't know how to tie my own shoes. I have a really high IQ. Everything about me is supposed to be like I'm a good girl and everything. I have a college degree. I went to culinary school. I had my real estate license for a while. I did accounting for a little bit. I have commitment issues with life choices besides the obvious of doing porn and being married for over a decade. And I don't know, porn is just something I like. I like the idea of being somebody's fantasy for that while. And seriously, you have everybody's attention for that time frame. Sure. While your dick is in your hand and you're masturbating to me, it's all about me. And you can't get that sensation anywhere else. It's interesting.
Nice. Only when I'm shopping at Target.
Now, I'm going to backtrack, though, a little bit of culinary school.
Yes.
So you want to be a chef? Where'd you go?
something with the blue. Yeah. And then so somewhere located in Pasadena.
Okay, I know where you're talking about.
Yeah.
Very good.
I did very well for myself. And cooking was always something fun to do, but never something I really, really, really wanted to pursue. I did work for a really popular pastry place, it's Porto's, for a while. It gave me that, but the hours were just insane.
Yeah.
And I have a normal job. Everybody knows I work for my family Monday through Friday from 7 to 4, basically.
Okay.
Porn is just something I like to do on the side, and it's a fantasy for me. It's very much having that attention of a man that you normally don't get in real life 100%
of the time.
Attention
whore. That's
I really
saying.
Am.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, that's
I'm okay,
okay
with that.
That's, yeah, that's
I admit it. I am not one of those people that I'm like, oh no, I do this because I love having sex. No, I like it because.
Oh no, please,
yes.
No.
No, not at all. Don't do that. It's a different kind of mindset when you do this for fun versus a living. Like for me, I can say no to anything. I don't have to do anything I'm not mm-hmm. comfortable with or I don't enjoy. So I enjoy everything I do.
Nice. So what is your 7 to 4 job?
Sales. My family owns a company that we sell rivets, nuts and bolts. So I say screw for a living.
Nice.
And screw for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, what's funny is you don't think about those type of things. I mean, everything is put together with nuts and bolts and screws and yes. things like that. And you,
I thought it was.
Now, do you make it or are you just distributing?
We're a third person.
So you're basically just a gigantic Home Depot.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
I mean, and you think about those things of somebody has to do that. Otherwise, right. everything, the table we're sitting at, the desks, everything around us,
the mics,
would not
everything.
Be here. Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything has a little nut, a screw, a bolt. That's funny.
I know.
I've never met anybody that works, that has that type of, you know, a necessity that it seems so mundane, but we would have no idea what to do if we didn't have these things.
So true.
But it's like, that's the thing. There's like a lot of really, really rich people in this country, this world, that do some of the, like, they make their money off of the dumbest things. Like, you know, oh yeah, all we do is distribute, you know, like we just distribute cotton or computer chips or whatever. Yeah. Like just the most things that you do take. We need to make boxes. Or
I'm not rich yet, but maybe one day.
One day. Now, do you think you'll get rich off of porn before you get rich off of nuts and bolts?
No. I think maybe 1% of people get rich off porn, and you have to be amazing for that. I'm not sure I'm that amazing.
Aww.
I'll figure it out. I just started my own production company, and I'm working on my multi-girl website. So it's going to be interesting. You know, plus size is the new it thing. Let's be honest. You know, we can be on the cover of Sports Illustrated now, and guys want to jack off to us. I'm like, I'm cool with that. So I'm going to ride the wave a little and see what happens.
Nice.
Now rule the world.
Now, you said a multi-girl site. Now, so are you going to become like a porn kingpin of, or queenpin, if you will, of own these bitches and you got it down?
I'm not going to own the bitches, but I want all my friends and girlfriends and people I work with to be queens. I want the best makeup. I want the best wardrobes. I want the best lighting, best cameras, best everything I can afford to put high quality stuff out there. I don't want it to be, here's my garage, here, have sex with somebody and peace out, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm also, my website's going to be a revenue share. Okay. So a certain percentage of what the website makes goes directly back to the models. And as a plus size model for so long, I can't make a living off this. Majority of us can't, unless we do absolutely everything in our power to do that. And literally hard working 24 hours. I'm not going to do that. I work smart, not hard. Mm-hmm. So that's an idea that I want to make models. You know, if my website makes, realistically, my own personal website has made over $5,000 this month, and I just launched on the 4th. So if
that's
I
very good.
Yeah.
That's good.
We were talking,
solo girl, that's really good.
So if I can get a multi-girl website in that same kind of idea, if I can get something to work, maybe it can.
Julie Land, I've had lots of girls on my site, and my queen was Bobby Starr. So I ran Bobby Starr's stuff for years until she decided to move on. But like at Bobby's peak, we were bringing in about 10 a month. That's Bobby Starr. And at the time, she was the top of the top. But it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. But the thing where we lucked out is, and I don't know if you you probably have already thought of all this, but like, was that she was directing for Evil Angel, and she made the deal where we, everything she created for them, we got the scenes as well. So we didn't ever had to shoot specifically for the site. It was already being done.
A content trade.
Yeah. So it was able to, we were able to use anything that she made, and it made it easier for us because then we didn't have any overhead of really shooting scenes. So it made the difference for us. So they were putting out the DVDs, and it was kind of like, you get the DVDs, we get the internet. It kind of worked out that way.
That's an awesome deal.
That was really good.
I can get that. You can send them my way. So the things you, I would do on camera.
are you going to be doing the production side of things? Is that, do you want to direct? Do you want
to? A little of both. I want to wear multi hats and see where I land. I have been a model and only a model for over a decade, but I've learned a lot. You know, you watch things happen. You see how people film certain things and you pick it up. So I think overall I could produce really good quality, especially for a plus size porn. Because, you know, typically it's not really good quality. You get what you want. You get particular models that are amazing. But if we can get everybody to look amazing. Yeah.
Do you do any sort of, sorry to interrupt, but do you do any sort of like clips for sales and things like that?
I do. My clips for sale.
What do you call it?
Mini vids and all those.
Yeah, but that like where the custom videos and things like that. Do you get a lot of requests and stuff like that?
I do. But realistically, most of them, it's what I have on my website that I just put on a different platform, because not everybody can sign up for a website, let's be honest, you know, if you're wife or anything, but you can buy a clip, yeah. You know, I can hide $5.99. I can't really hide $30 a month. Yeah. So that does really well for me too. But right now I'm really promoting more of my website, and it's doing like, considering it's a single girl website that I literally put in, I think I said $900 to $1,200 into launch it. I've already made that money.
Yeah.
And it's going to keep going. And every single day I get 4, 5, 6 emails saying that somebody else, you know, got into my website. And I never understood how big Carla Lane was, even being Carla Lane, until things happened. Like the AVN, I didn't think I was going to win that shit. I wore a princess outfit because I'm like, I'm going to lose on my fucking birthday. Who the hell wants to wear, you know, you don't want to be a loser on your birthday. So I literally wore a tiara and a giant tutu.
This is actually when we met. I was sitting right next to them. We were waiting outside to be able to get in, and it was full pretty princess. Like, and then you won, and congratulations.
Thank you. But it was pretty princess.
She is. It was. Is it BBW Female Performer of the Year? Is that how they title it?
Mm-hmm.
And did you get your award?
I have a beautiful golden trophy. I call it my Oscar.
Now, have you done anything appropriate with your Oscar?
Besides take a few pictures with it, no, it's sits on my bedside, so every time I wake up I like turn over and look at it.
I'm a winner.
So you're happy. A lot of people look at porn awards as something that you don't take seriously and it's just crap and who cares, but you're proud of what you did.
It was the first award I ever won. A lot of my friends win everything else around me, so it's cool. You know, but after a while, you're like, maybe it's my turn. So I threatened my best friend April Flores. If she won a third time, I would steal it from her, and put my name on Sharpie and just like, screw you. You have two already. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's
always a good way. You can always just buy your own award and give yourself an award.
Have you felt the AVN this year? It's heavy. It's literally killable. I'm going to hit somebody over the head.
My ex-business partner of Julie Land is Julie Ashton. She was a contract girl for VCA back in the day and big time star for 10 years. And when she retired and she's off the mother of and back in Florida and stuff like that. But about 5, 6 years ago, AVN sent me her Hall of Fame award. And I said to Julie, do you want it? And she's like, no. And I said, okay. So and she wanted me to throw it away, but I've kept it. So it's like it's a nice paperweight.
There you go.
You know.
I mean, no, AVN definitely stepped up and made their awards look a lot nicer.
Big clear crystal thing.
Now it's like an entwined couple. They really stepped up their game. They did a little bit more.
Wasn't there a time where they made them pay for the awards? Or something
the
like
trophy
that?
Probably a few years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds about right. Yeah, because each trophy costs about, I would say maybe $120 to $200 each of those, you know, and you get a better deal with bulk, but it's still.
Yeah. I just thought like there was a time I think they were doing that. Like, you know, you win the award, but if you actually want the actual physical award, you got to buy it, which I thought was.
You'd think they'd cut down on categories to save some money.
Yeah.
Because AVN has, I swear, well over 100 categories.
They keep adding, right?
Yeah. They keep adding. It's like, what guys come down?
We won, I think Julie Rand won something one time. And then the best year was when Bobby won, when she was kicked ass. This is 5, 6 years ago. I have to ask her. She won an award for directing her first movie for Evil Angel. She won Best Performer and she won Best Website.
Oh, that's a triple crown.
Yeah, that is like, she was on top of the world. Mm-hmm. And of course, she didn't thank me once.
I'll thank you if I get up there. Yeah. We're not allowed to walk the stage yet, but maybe next year. Let's go with 18. 2018, we might be able to walk the stage.
Yeah, I mean, they limited it, and obviously Showtime has some control over what they want to see on the stage and all that kind of stuff. Now, you won the BBW Female Performer of the Year.
Yes.
Do you prefer the plus size? You say plus size. Do you prefer the plus size term as opposed to BBW?
I think it's easier to identify with. Outside the porn world, BBW doesn't mean for shit. You know, but if you say plus size performer, everybody, it's a click. It's like, oh, you're just a chubby version of the girl that's doing that. But if you say BBW, you almost have to explain yourself. When I introduce myself, I say BBW, it means plus size. So I'm a little chubbier version of most girls that you see on camera. And they're like, oh, that's cute.
I'm sure half the people just ask you, what does BBW stand for?
Yeah. Big Beautiful Woman, I have nothing against it, but I identify more as plus size because it's just overall easier to explain versus going like that. Because if you type in BBW now, they're like basketball wives.
Yes.
Yes.
On Sundays. Yes. On Sundays, that's one of the trending topics.
Yes.
Is BBW. Uh-huh. It's
so funny. Which is good because I like hashtagging that on Sundays when the show airs, because then that means a few guys are watching and girls are like, ooh, look, a cute plus size girl, you know?
There you go.
And it's weird that a lot of my fan base are couples. Mm-hmm. I look like your girlfriend, you know, I look like your wife. You can take me home to your bed and not feel like, you know, you're cheating on somebody because, oh, this girl's so much prettier than what I have at home.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, I can take her home with me, and it just makes it a lot easier. Like, my sex parties are typically a lot of couples.
Really?
You have to come to my sex
party. Hold on, your sex party.
Yes. You've never heard of my sex party?
No, invite Mo to your sex party.
I will. Mo might be sexed out after attending one of them. He's getting blushy. Once a month, I host a party, usually at a dungeon or at a sex club. Mm-hmm. And it's couples, singles, women, everything. And let's just say there's a lot of things going on in every different room.
Wow. So single guys are okay.
Single guys are, they pay to get in. I'll get you in free. Don't worry about it.
Oh, there we go.
She'll give you a laminate backstage pass.
Yes. I'll give you a VIP.
Oh, There we go.
Yeah, we'll make a VIP for him.
No, I went to...
Just do me one favor.
Yes.
Get a couple girls to tie him up, strip him down, and spank the shit out of him in front of
everybody. Oh, we have a cross for that.
I went to a sex club.
I want to see that.
In Toronto. I was up there for Morpheus's Bondage Extravaganza. And I went in, and it was so funny. It was like there was a lot of people just kind of standing around. And then there was a lot of dudes that were naked and maybe just had a towel. You know, and it's like, okay. And then it was funny. I'm wandering around, and there was a little bit of people because there was a lot of bondage people there. So there was a little bit of tying. There was a little bit of spanking. And then you could hear this couple just going at it in the other room. And so I go over, and I'm standing there watching. It's like I'm a voyeur. I'm cool with this. And then I stood there and realized all I'm doing is doing what I do at work. Exactly. Is standing there going,
Watching people have sex.
This is what I do. Why am I doing this in my personal time?
Because it's live.
It was still fun. It wasn't really my scene, but it was definitely, it was an experience for the first time to go and see. And how did you get into doing that?
I went to one as a guest and I'm like, I can do this. I can fill this place up. So that's exactly what I'm like, hey, can I have a night here? They gave me a chance, and let's just say it's one of the most successful nights that they have.
How do you get people to show up? Is it just
advertising?
Is it invite? No, it's not invite only.
No, it's advertising. I put it on Twitter. I put it out there. Guys are $50 to get in. Couples are free. Women are free. So even with the single men turnout, let's just say I can pay my car and my insurance all in one night.
What's the ratio to men to girls?
More couples. The couples are probably 50%.
Okay.
Then we have like maybe 30% women and then the 20% men. But those men cover the majority of the cost of everything.
Right, I would think, yeah.
Yeah. My last night was packed.
And this is once a week? I mean, once a month? Once a
month, yes.
Wow.
And people
awesome.
Show up
I love
just
that.
To have sex, or people just
a combination of everything. Watch. A lot of people have met their significant other or girlfriend there because, you know, they're into that particular lifestyle, but they don't know how to say it. But if you meet somebody there that you're really into, you talk to them, and you're like, well, maybe we should go out. You know, we don't need to play here, but let's exchange information and go from there.
Wow.
There's a few, well, maybe 10, 15 of my friends have met
Wow.
Their partner there.
That is awesome.
You're a matchmaker.
Like a dating site, yeah.
No, because I work in the, obviously I work in porn, and I'm used to.
I'm not aware of that.
I have to remind the listeners that this is, you know, close to 150th episode.
Yeah.
So I'm used to, and this is diving into this world real mm-hmm. quick. I'm used to everyone being tested. There's no condoms being used. We have a certain world that, I mean, certain companies use condoms. With something like that you're in charge of, do you enforce any sort of rules, or is it anything goes? Or
you sign a waiver when you come in.
Okay.
You choose to have safe sex. We provide condoms. We provide lube. We provide disinfecting wipes. We provide baby wipes. We provide doggy pads. And a few other things.
Do you provide popsicles?
Certain nights we do. Okay, and we have snacks and waters and things like that. But we do recommend safe sex. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a stranger you're having sex with at the end of the day. You know, you don't know.
That's very responsible.
So, you know, you want.
I'm scared thinking about this right now.
You want to go?
No, let's go.
Come on.
No way. No.
Okay. If I go, I'm going to write a blog post.
Yes, please. It makes me nervous.
Here's how the blog post is going to go. So I went to this thing. Yeah. I stood in the corner and I watched a lot of people do stuff.
And I jerked off and then I went
and
home.
And then I was done. I was scared.
Each night is different too, so you never know. There's a lot of TS girls that come in. Some of them look amazing, like you can't tell, and you better double check before you start.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, reach around.
Those
just
are
to
some
be
nice
sure.
Nuts.
Yes,
not quite what I'm into,
but okay.
It's like your dick is bigger than mine. This isn't
going
to work.
This isn't going too far in here.
Is like literally once a month.
Yes,
I did. That's crazy.
Now, do you have plus-size girls that come in for this?
A
as well,
lot
friends?
Of plus-size girls. So wow. I have a lot of my model friends that show up, and they play, and then we have fun. We used to have a different setup where I had a stage, and I would do games. Or I would do a spinning wheel where the number you land in is the length of BJ you would get. But the problem is you would have to get it on stage in front of everybody. So if you got your dick hard, you got a BJ from Carly Lane.
He's like, he's gonna down a bottle of Viagra before I go.
I got no problem. I'm almost 40. No problem with Viagra.
I'm a little lightheaded, but man, I won't remember a thing. But
those women in the Viagra commercials are hot.
Yeah. I know.
So I guess I'm in the right market for the pill. It's like, oh yeah, hi, how you doing? Wow, that's really cool. And again, looking at you, there is no one in the world that would look at you and go, that's what she's down for.
Yeah.
Especially in the general public. You can go through, and right now we're in a popular stage of the all-natural girl. So there's a lot of girls who can get away with just not looking like a porn star.
Yes.
Whereas 10 years ago, you had a lot more big fake tits and fake hair, the whole thing. And you look at it and go, okay, she's a stripper or a porn star, she's whatever. You have a look that in no way, and it has nothing to do with being plus size, you just look sweet and innocent. And crazy enough, she looks a little like my ex-wife.
There you go.
I get that a lot too.
What's your ethnic background?
I'm Salvadoran Mexican.
There we go. She looks
so. I have a dumb question to ask you. So, were you in high school? Were you very sexual in high school?
No, I had a really bad first time experience.
I was gonna say being Mexican. I'm sure you're very Catholic.
No.
No?
My family was very much, we grew up Christian, but around the age of 12, we decided we were going to do our own thing. So yeah. I became more spiritual. Like, we go to Buddhist temples and, you know, meditate and things like that. Very different.
Yeah.
My mom is very whitewashed. I grew up with my mom and my dad. And if you met my mom, she looks like my sister almost, a little older version of my sister. And, you know, we hang out. We just went to the farmer's market in Hollywood today with our little chihuahua. And, we, you know,
yeah.
It is what it is. But it's...
So the sex thing didn't happen in high school. You didn't start.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like I was oversexed or over anything. Yeah. I did get to a point when I was younger that I fucked every virgin imaginable.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't in college already, and I was a little younger than the most boys, but some of the boys didn't have sex yet. And I loved being the first because, again, being number one and being wanted and being, you know, center of attention, you always remember your first.
Yes. Yeah.
See?
So there's like a lot of guys out there that
owe you
their first.
There's a few out there. Just a few. That's actually how I met my husband, Brian. He was a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
I loved virgins. And I ignored him for a few times and then we hit it off. And, you know, he worked at a video store with a lot of porn. And we went to a strip club a day after I turned 18. And we met a guy in a where was it? Del Taco parking lot. The next day I had my first porno.
Wow.
Yeah. From a guy in a Del Taco. You see, that's my problem. I'm always hanging out in Taco Bell trying yeah, to exactly. find girls. I'm at the wrong place.
She was at the Del Taco in Barstow, the one off Linwood Road, next to the outlet mall.
I'm leaving there. I'm going there tomorrow.
Exactly.
Damn it. I'm always at the wrong restaurant. That's pretty crazy. I've shot over hundreds and hundreds of girls, and I've heard everybody's like stories and how they get started and all that stuff like that. And that's a good one.
And not yeah. one involved Del Taco.
No, exactly.
Now you got to go to Chipotle for it. Exactly. Chipotle, proud sponsor of More With Mo.
Exactly. Yeah, we were just there. I didn't see any girls there. Did you see any girls there?
No, there were no hot girls there. There wasn't really girls there.
I know.
You have to get makeup on them nowadays.
Exactly. Now, so in doing that first movie, you said, in your head, you were like, that was really fun. That was really good. I like this. I think I want to do this.
The first few years was all about porn. Yeah. I was making $5,000 to $6,000 a week. In the beginning, this is gold age of porn. I have 3 VHSs, so that's how.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right
before. You were like coming in at the end of that.
The change,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right there, yeah.
So, and then the rest are all DVDs. And, you know, it was amazing. People didn't know what to do with me because I wasn't small enough. I wasn't big enough.
Right.
I was always about my same size, but, you know, I have a great ass, a cute smile, and they're like, oh, let's just throw her in. I'm literally, I think, in 4 or 5 all black gangbangs. You'll see me in it. It's
like, pick me. It's like, pick me, please. I'm over here. So what's the craziest thing you think you've done?
I think it would be the 40 guy bukkake scene.
Oh my God.
So, Brian, my husband, was hired. He's stunt cock. So he, in the beginning, you know, he did some porn. Yeah, at that time, any guy can do porn if you had a hard on. He got hired for a bukkake scene. So there was 40 guys. Let's just say the girl wasn't able to live up to her expectations. I was being a fluffer for him. I figured he's not going to keep it up with, you know, that many guys around. So I started sucking him off. Let's just say that there was a line at a certain point. And the camera rotated from...
Nice.
That's funny.
To me. And, yeah.
I could just see that girl just lying there. Star. Going, hey, I'm over here. I'm over here.
She was so thankful after. She's like, I don't know what I signed myself into. Yeah. I don't even think I got paid for that scene, to be honest.
Wow.
A few weeks later, I ran into the guy and he gave me some money after. He's like, dude, that scene turned out really good. Here's some money for that. And I'm like... I don't even think you have paperwork for that. Yeah. But it's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to complain. And he was very sweet about it. He's like, if you ever want it back in. Yeah. So I did a few more of that kind of weird stuff. And, you know, it was just fun. How many times do you have 40 guys in your mouth?
Mo? Never. Mm. Last week, I thought you
said. Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
At one of my parties?
Now, you mentioned you were... You weren't small enough. You weren't big enough.
Yes.
So you're the middle bear. You're right in the middle. You're just right.
I call it. I'm everybody's plus size girl. You may not be into plus size girls, but you'll be into me.
Okay.
I have an ass, tits, and a cute smile. I can pull it off. Even guys are like, I don't do fat girls. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little. Let's see what I can talk you into.
Let's see what happens.
Do you have an agent?
I don't.
So you do book everything yourself.
Yes.
That's pretty
just
awesome.
With a smile. That's all she's got to do. She books it with a smile.
Yeah, totally.
Now, okay, so you consider you go plus size. So then we have then you have bigger, and then it goes bigger.
Yes.
So there's the SSBBWs,
yes.
Which are the 500 pound.
No, 400 plus.
400 pound.
What
okay.
does that stand for?
Super size. And. Now, then the question is do you want to get bigger?
No.
Because I hear this, I hear people do this. No, no interest.
No.
Do you want to get smaller?
No, I'm pretty comfortable. I've always been a size 12 to 16, so it's about 3 size difference, not major. So I have jeans that I've had since high school that still fit me, so that gives you an idea that there's not much of an exchange.
Right.
I work out at least 3-4 times a week. Forever. I eat very healthy. I have my own kind of like garden. I have chickens.
She kills her own chickens.
No, not yet. There are only 4 of them. I can't afford to kill 4 of them yet. But if I had more, I probably would have.
I need eggs.
Yeah.
So when you were growing up and when you started watching porn,
mm-hmm.
who are some of the porn stars you saw that
That's
were just like?
That's the thing. I never watched porn. I was obsessed with Jenna Jameson. Absolutely obsessed. At 17, when her book came out, I read it like 4 or 5 times. And I don't read.
No, I don't either. Sorry. It's
not something I enjoy, but you know, I grew up with the whole Tara Patrick and, you know, the really fake looking girls almost, you know, yeah, the Barbie style. So I'm personally really attracted to the Barbies.
Right.
I love Barbies. One of my favorite models is like Amy Anderson.
Okay.
But now that she has smaller boobs, you know what I mean? It's more normal, but the massive fake boobs and the massive fake tushy, no offense.
I think
Brielle.
Yes. Yeah, I love Summer. Yes. Yes.
I think Amy's looking pretty good these days.
She
actually
is looking great. I love the boob size.
I follow
size.
Her on Instagram, yeah. And I thought she looks really good. I would love to shoot her, but I don't know how to get a hold of her.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you do girl.
I do everything.
So are some of the girls that you would, are there girls out there you want to work with?
Now that I'm able to work with them, cause I can hire them. Like last night I was with, Mickey and his wife. Why am I getting it? It's right. Right. What is her name right now? She's getting, Hannah. Oh my God. This is when I need somebody to pitch in. Name.
Mick Blue.
Yeah, there it is. Arnica. Thank you.
Albright.
Holy
Mickey.
Fucking
Mickey.
Shit.
Mickey, what's
holy
going on?
Shit. It did not click right now. So I'm obsessed with them. I just can't afford to fuck them at the same time. So I might do one and the other.
I'm just saying, save. Just save.
I'm trying.
I thought they had a 2-for-1 deal or something like that.
You know,
you should ask them. Like, do you guys have a 2-for-Tuesdays?
You know, I would love to do it where it's like we do like a resort style and I take them to our house and then we do couples and like, oh, we're normal, but you know, we know you who you guys are kind of thing. That kind of setup where it's almost my real life husband who's also a performer and them and just like rotate that shit.
Are you in your personal life because you do these parties and stuff like
I'm
that?
I'm a polyamorous person, so anything.
And nobody's going to ask you, so you consider yourself a swinger?
No, poly.
Yeah.
So I love everything I love.
Have you ever gone to like swinger resorts?
Of course.
Have you ever been to hedonism?
No, I have not. I've heard positive things though.
I've been there 6 times. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The first time I was there with Playboy, actually Playboy TV with Julie, and it was the first time. The whole time you're just going, okay, this is really weird. You're seeing old people run around naked, then you're watching, they're having blowjob contests, and people are fucking. And then you had to learn the whole thing where, like, because they have a nude side and a prude side. And on the nude side, if a front door is open to the room, it's like an invite. If you're walking by and people are fucking, you're, come on in and join in. And it's just like a whole, and I just remember the first time I was like, holy fuck, this is just blowing my mind. And then I went 5 other times.
I'm going to have to start saving up for that one.
It's a great place.
Yeah.
And actually the people are really nice and the food's great. But you know what the best part about the place for me was? The people that worked there, the Jamaican women were like unbelievable, like incredible beauties and just gorgeous, and all the people are so nice. It's like that was the best part for me.
Is that where Julia Ann has hers?
Yes. Does she?
I believe
Julia Ann
so.
Came the last out of the 6 times. I think Julia Ann was with us at least 2-3 times.
Yeah, she told me that I should go with her this year or next year.
Go
for her.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If you're going to go with anybody, that's the one to go to.
I absolutely love her. We talk tomatoes more than anything else.
Do you talk about pets and dogs
yes.
and cats?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
the right.
It's my Julian.
That's the right combination of people for that. I love cats. I love dogs. Yeah. I adopted all my animals.
Good.
The only thing she gets mad at me a little is because I want a goat. Or milking, so she got me on that one.
I can see her.
Yeah, but I told her, I'm like, I want to keep them together. I don't want them separated, you know. And I'm like, just imagine, he'll be a happy goat, you know. I'm gonna walk it. It's gonna be like my little pet. You're gonna see me walking down Silver Lake Boulevard, like with my goat, you know.
That would be awesome.
You bring it over Julia's house. Hey, Julia, here, babysit my goat for me.
She would love to. She would absolutely love to.
No, she's amazing.
I've known Julianne for a long, long time.
I just met her.
Did you?
So
have you ever heard her tell you stories? Like, she tells crazy stories. I'll tell you guys later.
Yeah, when the mics are off.
Yeah.
I just met her. I ended up going to Vivid Radio, and I was there for a friend's show, and she walked in, and let's just say we hit it off, and we stayed together for another 2 hours just talking.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's, I've known her, I want to say 15 years now. Close to it.
I wanted to jump back because you've mentioned your husband a number of
yes.
times. And so obviously you're very open with your fans
yes.
about being married.
Yes.
And how are they with that?
They're awesome about
They're
it.
Totally cool.
Until recently I had a boyfriend for almost 3 years. That was a little person. So that was also a big part of my life.
Let's back up. You yes. had a husband.
Polyamorous.
And a boyfriend
yes.
that was a little person.
Yes. My husband's 6'2". My boyfriend was 5'4", standing up straight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's fun. So you're free. So you're like, free to do what you want. Is he free to do whatever yes. he wants? And everybody's happy. Everybody's good. There's yeah. no. That's. I mean. Working in
major props.
I mean, people in the industry are typically more open to this type of thing. And obviously, if your partner is a performer, you're used to them going off. But that's a work thing. Sometimes you can separate this is personal life and this is work. So you guys are open all around.
Yes.
That's great.
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, a lot of performers I've known through the year, like, you know, like you say, performers on camera is one thing, but off camera, I know a lot of performers through the years that are swingers and have their relationships are open, whatever you want. I don't even know the words you want to describe it, but. Through the years, there's always been a lot of that on the personal side of that stuff.
I have friends that come over from different states or different areas and spend the weekend with us, like in our bed, and we're like four or five of us in one bed.
I don't think that I could do it as being in a relationship. I mean, being in a relationship with a performer has been fine because I do with work, but our personal life, I never would have pictured that as being something.
I'd have no problems as long as they're making me dinner and cleaning the place. They can
That's
do whatever
true.
They want.
I do both. And
she cooks, cleans,
and I can have sex with everything that moves.
That's fine. I'd be like, yeah, go ahead, honey. Just do whatever. You know, just do it. Go ahead. Like whatever.
I'm gonna watch Game of Thrones. Go have fun.
Oh, considering the 8 is gonna be the last one.
Yes.
Yeah, it hit hard a little.
Yeah.
I can finally catch up in the last 3 seasons. I was obsessed with the first time, you know, all into it, but I like binging. So every time something was over, I felt like I had to binge it. So I stopped at a certain point. So I figured at the end, I'm just going to binge everything.
But wait to the end. No, but I think it's a great show. You have to watch it.
It's a great show.
I mean, it's just, I miss it.
I mean, we're like I've said, we're 8 or 9 months away from the next season. And yeah. I actually, because I was trying to keep up with the books, and I've been reading the books, which are pretty, I'm not a huge reader, and it's a complicated read. And so, I mean, imagine all the people you see on the show, triple it, and that's how many people are in the book. And it's just, and trying to keep them separated. But then I got up to the point now where the show is splitting off from the books. So there's certain things that have happened in the books that I think is going to happen in the show, which is entirely possible. And I'm going, well, why didn't you guys do that? But then there's the other side where I'm sitting there going, wait a second, that hasn't shown up yet. Let's see. So I'm going to try and finish the books up and then go into the next season completely knowing where I'm at, knowing where they're at. And so it's a complicated read.
I keep saying to everybody, like, that I feel like shows like that these days, honestly, they're no different than All My Children or General Hospital. Yeah. They're just soap operas, but just really better costumes and better designs and
much
better sets.
Better budgets.
But I mean, story-wise, they're just like these, they're just soap operas. They really are. And then the way they shoot them and cut them and direct them, like you get, you know, in one episode, you get two bits of seconds of the story, then you might get another bit. And I think if you add up like one person's storyline, like say, what's her name? Arianne, the girl who with the no face thing, whatever that. Mm-hmm. If you total her total running time for the whole season last season, probably wasn't even 30 minutes, but they spread it all out,
yeah,
you know, for 10 episodes.
No,
it's crazy.
So is that your favorite thing on television? Do you have other?
I'm a Walking Dead girl, but I like.
Fear the Walking Dead?
Yes.
Fear the
you
Walking
like it
Dead?
More?
Yes, than Walking Dead. I think it's more LA based, so I feel like I can relate to it. I'm really a prepper at heart.
Okay.
Like I have seeds, I have canned goods, water.
You ready?
I'm ready in case something goes up.
Shit goes down, you're there.
Come to my house.
Do you have extra
yeah.
battery power?
I am actually working on solar panel stuff that are portable, so I don't have to worry about it in the house. Realistically, the house is probably get destroyed.
It's funny you say that. I just lost power last month for a few hours. I tell people this all the time. Ever since, what is the 93 Northridge earthquake? Yes. Was it 93? 93, 94, yeah. Somewhere around there. Ever since that earthquake, I'm crazy. I have solar-powered lighting, I'm just prepared for that. Like, maybe I don't have enough food or water, but all the other stuff, like power, I have extra battery things in case my iPhone were to die.
You can
like,
exchange
I'm
that
ready.
For food.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, I'm just ready, because I keep telling, ever since that earthquake, that was the one where I always tell people, like, scared the shit out of me, and we were without power at, like, 4 a.m. for a day, and you just, like, okay, I need to be better.
You only
prepared.
Got a day? I remember it being almost 4 days for us.
Where are you at?
It's in Highland Park, okay. So in L.A., but things just went off and gritty, and it just was not fun.
I always tell people, I just remember my poor friend, a client of mine, was at the Mondrian Hotel, like on the 10th floor. And it just, you know, scared. And she's from Atlanta, so it scared the shit out. And she was stuck in her room for 30 minutes. And before they came in and got everybody out, and they just said, they were standing out on Sunset Boulevard for an hour waiting to get like Coast is Clear and get back into your rooms. And as soon as it was, she ran to her room, got all her stuff, checked out. Like, I'm out.
I'm out.
Came over to my place and was like losing it. Had never been through an earthquake. And of course, that one, she freaked out for hours and took the first flight back to Atlanta.
Wow.
And she was like.
So you're here for that. So are you an LA girl?
I am an LA girl.
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Wow.
I've lived within, I think, 15 miles of where I grew up my entire life. The furthest I went was Burbank.
Oh, that far, all the way out to Burbank.
Wow. Burbank.
I'm in Studio City, so I must be way out
there. So out there. Yeah, I could never live that far.
You're in another state.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's the funny thing. I drive everywhere. Yesterday, I went up into the mountains, and we were at Wrightwood. I went to a goat farm yesterday. Then we went to the party. Vice is nice. And I drive a lot. I don't mind driving. I was thinking about going to Temecula today after this.
Temecula.
Why not?
What is in Temecula?
A lot of wine and a lot of friends.
I noticed you put wine first.
I had to go to the valley on Friday and I just screamed and yelled all the way out there and then all the way back. I was like, I hate this. I hate driving. I hate.
I'll be your Uber driver any day.
Nowadays, I don't even like to leave unless I have to. And I had to on Friday.
Because he's getting older.
You have no idea.
I mean, I drive from Studio City to Chatsworth every day. And then when we have shoot days, you have to go, you know, all sorts of places. So, well, I like it.
Where are your locations at? What, Calabasas?
Could be Calabasas, could be Chatsworth, could be Upland, could be, you know, all over the place. We shoot out of L.A. County most of the time. So it gets, you know, Thousand Oaks. You know, you get out. So it's good.
I just hate it.
Well,
it's got if you've been here all these years, you know, traffic and the amount of people in this city has gotten crazy.
It's just getting worse.
Yeah. I've lived here for 36 years now, and it is just a zoo, especially La Brea. I've been in this neighborhood for 30 years, and this La Brea has just turned into a mess.
When there's construction, even worse.
Yeah. And if you notice, like, I always tell people from Hollywood Boulevard to Sunset, like, all the way down to about Wilshire, now even past that, there's all this construction of massive apartment buildings. And so that's more people, more cars. And you're just like, I got to get out of here. This is just crazy.
Vegas, baby.
For all you people that,
I know, right?
For all you people that don't live in Los Angeles, you just got a nice little tour. And just so you know, everybody in LA, this is actually what we talk about. So if you live someplace else and you come to LA, all you have to do is talk about the traffic and the congestion.
Yeah, no, but if you live in
it, fine.
If you live somewhere else and you want to come to LA, don't.
Yes, exactly.
Stay away.
We don't need your tourist money. Thank you.
Exactly. Go away.
Hollywood right now is a nightmare. It's horrible. So yeah, if you go someplace else, stay down in Anaheim. Go to Disneyland. Stay out of LA.
Actually, stay out of California.
Well, Carla, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming out and doing the show. Where can your fans find you, and what websites can you plug?
Carla Lane XXX and Carla Lane XXX everywhere, like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter,
MySpace,
Friendster. Tumblr, whatever, Friendster. Oh, and once in a while, I'm on Tumblr. Oh. When I'm really bored. Yeah, I like that one.
And Tinder?
Tinder, there you go. Tinder.
Are you on Pokemon Go yet?
No, I refuse to go that far in my narcissistic ways on that one.
One day. I will have an episode about Pokemon Go before it stops being viral. Ugh. So thank you again. Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug?
No, not at all. Zero. I don't care. Doesn't matter. Screw me.
Well, there we go. Go back to watching your sports.
I know. Oh, an update, by the way. It's tied 1-1 in the soccer game, and the Giants are winning 2-1.
There we go. There's your plug. My name is Maurice. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. On Instagram, I'm The Average Mo. And you can check out all my photos, videos, and this podcast on my blog, theaveragemo.com. Thanks for listening.